And the reasons I loved this job that, you know, is ordinarily has pretty low status is that, first of all, I had this great sense of camaraderie with the other parking lot attendants. The other attendants would swing by the lot and hang out for a bit. They would cover the booth if you needed to take a break or go get a cup of coffee or something like that. And some of those people are still, you know, some of my best friends. And so, like, that sense of community, that those good feelings that you get by working with people you really like is a big part of the reward of work. I would also say that being a parking lot attendant kind of stayed out of the way of my life. It didn't dominate my life. I would clock in for my shift, do the work, clock out at the end, and I wasn't exhausted. I could do all the other things that mattered to me because my job didn't dominate every aspect of my being.
And what about, again, the other side of it, being a professor, which you loved until you didn't? So why do you think that happened?
I see burnout as the result of being stretched across this gap between your ideals for work and the reality of your job. And so my ideals for being a college professor were sky high. I imagined it as the life of the mind. You know, the tweed wearing professor asking questions about the meaning of life. And I literally did that. I truly asked students those kinds of questions. But, and at times, the reality lived up to those ideals. But oftentimes it didn't. You know, it's still just a job. And the students were often not as excited about these questions as I was. But in addition, you know, there's still boring meetings, there's still paperwork. And it did seem like I wasn't really doing the work that I imagined I would be doing all those years ago.